Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Another cold day today. Rainy tomorrow. And then it cools off again for the weekend and really not out of the 50s through next Friday, so you'll be able to keep your coat out. We were talking yesterday about the shirts that the Pelicans came out with and the Saints came out with, and I think they are pretty sharp looking. And Brittany Witzel joins us now, Director of Charitable Giving for the Saints and Pelicans. Talk about them. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about the shirts on both sides.
Of course. No, we were just really excited. They, you know, came out and the demand to buy those and to be able to help just was overflowing. And so we knew we had to go ahead and get those out to the public. You know, we worked with both the NBA and the NFL to turn those around as quickly as possible. And just really excited that we have these great organizations to partner up with, be able to get those funds to, and get them activated and out to those victims as soon as possible.
Tell me about the shirts. For people, describe them if you can, because I did my best, but you might be able to do better.
So we're calling them just our NOLA Love shirts. They basically both have NOLA written on them with our Saints and Pelicans logos, as well as, you know, a heart in the O to kind of represent just all of us kind of coming together and really helping everybody. We have the, you know, Saints version. If you prefer that side, we got the Pelicans version. If you prefer that side, you can get both and represent, you know, both teams and, you know, just the love around the city overall. So both of them are available too for anybody to purchase on online. You can go to NewOrleansSaints.com. You can go to Pelicans.com and go to our team stores. And once you buy them there, all the proceeds are going to be going back to the United Way, United for New Orleans Fund for the Pelicans, and the Greater New Orleans Foundation Tragedy Fund for the Saints.
The shirts are great looking. They got love in NOLA in the Saints font or in the Pelicans font. It's a black Saints shirt, right, and a blue Pelican shirt?
Correct.
And they look awesome, and the money goes to, again, Brittany?
So for the Pelicans, it's going to the United for New Orleans. That's the United Way Fund. They have, you know, already been boots on the ground. I mean, as much as I know, they were delivering meals to families in the hospital yesterday, getting them set up with laundry, even just those basic needs that people need right now, getting, you know, money in their hands for funeral and trauma-related expenses, not only for, you know, the victims' families who passed away, but also for all of the, you know, first responders and the, you know, workers within the quarter who are, you know, having troubles as well around this too. Same thing on the other end for the Saints, that's going to the Greater New Orleans Foundation. They have a tragedy fund as well. And they are, again, pulling all those funds in, boots on the ground. I mean, the great thing about, you know, this city is we're blessed to just have so many incredible nonprofits who really are, you know, ready to step up and even for the unthinkable, and kind of answer the call, you know, immediately. And so, these were two organizations who, you know, called us immediately, said, "Hey, we're here, ready to help." And, we knew we had to, you know, step in and partner as much as we could.
One thing I do want to warn people about is whenever, you know, you come up with a good idea, somebody tries to scam people about where to get the shirts from.
Yes. The shirts are, you know, they're online specifically, go through our websites or the direct team shops. There are definitely people who like to mimic them, but those are the official shirts, and those are the shirts that the funds are actually going to be going to these foundations. So please make sure. They're also available in the team shops. I know I personally was at the Pelicans game last night, and the shirts were pretty much wiped out in there. So make sure when you go to the games, go grab your shirt first, and you know, you can even throw it on there for the game too.
And I was going to ask you about the supply for people buying them online. Do you have like a healthy supply of these things?
Absolutely, yeah. We are going to keep them online for as much as the demand is there. We are ready to, you know, if anybody wants, you know, 1 to 100 shirts, we're ready to fulfill it.
We have a link on our website at WWL.com to buy the official shirt so that you know that your money's going to help the right people. Let me take a break. I want to talk a little bit more about the Gail and Tom Benson Disaster Relief Fund when we come back. Can we? And some of the good work that the Gail and Tom Benson Foundation does. We'll take a break, come back. We're talking to Brittany Witzel, Director of Charitable Giving for the Saints and Pelicans. And one thing I know I wanted to say is that, and I've said this before, I think that one thing we all need to remember as fans is, although the Saints and Pelicans were devastated by injuries this season and the season's not going as we all would have preferred or as the Saints or Pelicans would have preferred, there's a lot to say about stability of ownership. We'll talk more about that. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:53, 7 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking about the Saints and Pelicans, NOLA. And what is it? Love? Tell me what they are, Brittany.
Yeah, NOLA Love.
NOLA Love T-shirts. And it's a pretty cool-looking shirt with the heart where the O should be in NOLA, and it's a Saints font, a black shirt for the Saints with the fleur-de-lis. It's a Pelicans logo and a blue shirt for the Pelicans. The money goes to, and again, for people that are just tuning in, Brittany, for the Saints it goes to?
For the Saints, it's going to the Greater New Orleans Foundation, their New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. And for the Pelicans, it's going to the United for New Orleans Relief Fund to United Way of Southeast Louisiana.
Get one of each, man. That's what I would say. Let's talk about, and again, get them from the official. You can go to WWL.com. You'll find the link. Or you can go to NewOrleansSaints.com, right? Or NewOrleansPelicans.com and get the shirts?
Just Pelicans.com, yeah.
Pelicans.com. And get the official shirt so that the money goes to the right place and nobody short-circuits this whole procedure. Talk about the charitable efforts of the Gail and Tom Benson Foundation, if you will, throughout the city. Because I think a lot of that goes underneath the radar.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really blessed to have such an incredible owner who really her heart is in giving the city and making sure that, everybody is taken care of in a great way. And, you know, one of those things, even as recently, you know, you talked about the Disaster Relief Fund. We've partnered with Greater New Orleans Foundation for years, and they started last year the Disaster Relief Fund. And really, after one of the hurricanes happened, she knew that she wanted to make sure they had proactive funds to be able to tap into immediately when disasters strike. And so she did $1.25 million committed last July. And, you know, that's there ready to go for any tragedy that strikes the city. Unfortunately, this has been, you know, our first one since then. But even over the years, she's given, you know, $4 million just to those funds to be able to help in disaster relief. Really, the biggest thing is not only is she helping, you know, the greater New Orleans area, but our entire territory and really just making sure that those in need are taken care of to the best of her ability. So it really has been a blessing to be able to have somebody who cares so much about this city and about our region.
Thank you so much for your time, Brittany. I appreciate it. I really do. And I would advise everyone to go get the shirts at NewOrleansSaints.com or Pelicans.com and help out each organization. And they're good looking, and I'll be ordering some. I promise you that. Thank